Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine with a high around 77. Kenosha right now, 57 degrees, 55 in Burlington, 55 in Milwaukee, and in Racine, it is 57. Repeat flood warnings continue for the Root River Canal at Raymond, for the Fox River at New Munster in Kenosha County. The Root River Canal measuring 12.4 feet at 4 o'clock this morning. That's above the flood stage of 11 feet. And the Fox River at New Munster, well, it's 10 feet as was measured at 3:45 this morning. 9 feet is the flood stage. Back on May the 10th, an employee of the Caterpillar plant suffered traumatic, crushing injuries in a workplace incident. This was at the company's South Milwaukee facility. On Monday of this week, that man died at Frederick Hospital. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identifies him as 60-year-old Stephen Wade of Oak Creek. He'd suffered some rib fractures, collapsed lungs, spinal fractures, eventually developing seizures. Milwaukee BizTime says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation, but OSHA records show nothing else for that facility in the last 5 years. In Milwaukee, another fire, this one at an apartment complex, 39th and Hopkins, suspicious apartment building fire, according to reports. Some people were rescued from that facility, the fire beginning, according to officials there, in more than one location of that complex. Of course, the big church fire in Milwaukee getting the most attention yesterday afternoon, but there was also the crash of a Milwaukee County Transit System bus. It crashed into a building at Marquette University. 5 people injured from the vehicle striking the front of Johnston Hall. The bus driver and 3 passengers taken to the hospital, a 5th person treated at the scene. Racine Mayor Corey Mason's veto of the Common Council's vote 2 weeks ago to maintain stop signs at Gould Street and Carlisle Avenue, but have staff come up with safer alternatives. It was sustained, which means the signs are going to stay.
When you tell me about what goes on there, before the stop sign, it was a racetrack. I'm sorry. Maybe there weren't all the accidents that were claimed to, but I think it's important that they talked about the safety of children that play in the area. And if you go down there, you'll see trampolines and everything else. So those kids are there.
That is Alderman Ray DeHaan, who's driven that intersection, he says, for decades, and says that safety is the number one priority with that. Former Alderman, Traffic Commission member Robert Mosel said that the real accident figures are 5 in just 5 years, not dozens as claimed by residents there, and most were simply bad driving.
There's not enough signs you can put up to prevent bad drivers. The only thing you could do with them is run them through the system and have the state take their license so they can't drive anymore. So we have to remember that misinformation breeds misvoting.
Meanwhile, former Alderman, now County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprellian, during the public comments, she talked about rectifying what she called a painfully misdirected discussion from the last council meeting on the issue.
There was no evidence for a four-way stop to be placed there. You cannot go off of emotional grief. If you go off of emotional grief, it is going to cause disruption for the future of not only this body, but for the city as a whole.
The 6-8 vote against the override of the mayor's veto keeps the stop signs and tells the residents the issue will not be revisited in the near future, as previously recommended by aldermen. Charges filed in Racine County Circuit Court against Green Bay woman, 36-year-old Christine Abel. She's accused of escaping from the Ellsworth Correctional Facility near Union Grove, you might remember last month, and then taking a truck from a nearby home. She's accused of escape, burglary, operating without owner consent, and theft. She drove up to Green Bay with the stolen truck and was arrested there. She'll be back in Racine County Court next week. She's also facing a Brown County charge of operating without owner consent. She was originally in prison, serving a sentence for burglary. And the Village of Mount Pleasant honoring Peter Basha at this week's meeting following his retirement from the Police and Fire Commission after 41 years. Chief Tim Zarzecki noting Basha had a hand in really shaping the current Mount Pleasant police force. Basha thanking the village and all its officials for allowing him to be involved. And he had a message for young people.
Young people, especially young people, get involved. Volunteer for something. Get involved beside your regular job. Make a contribution and know what's going on. Don't follow a nice face or a nice talk. Know what's going on.
The village also honoring police officer John Blickle. He recently retired after 16 years and 4 new officers introduced at the meeting. That brings the department up to 50 sworn officers. A 2-year project costing almost $20 million results in a ribbon cutting for the remodeled Brookside Care Center Nursing Home and newly created Willowbrook Assisted Living Facility, the complex also including a memory care unit, plus short-term rehab facility and therapy gymnasium. There's an open house going to be coming up this Saturday from 1 till 3 o'clock, Brookside at 3506 Washington Road. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, quoted by the Kenosha News, is crediting Executive Director Fran Petrick, the one-time administrator for the Ridgewood Care Center in Racine, as turning Brookside's financial situation around, as well as the staff. And he thanks state lawmakers from the area for their help in securing funding from Madison for the project. A new combination apartment and commercial development, said to be worth about $35 million, is on the drawing board in Summers for a site that's currently farmland at the northwest quadrant of Green Bay Road and Highway E. It's a corner where there's a BP gas station. The developer has not yet been identified, and plenty of details are still to be worked out. That, according to Summers Village President George Stoner, talking with the trustees last night.
They're ready to go, but we're working through the cost factor, so we can bring it back to you.
Also last night, the board discussing a proposed expansion of existing apartment complex on Green Bay Road just to the north of the Sam's Club. And another Kenosha County municipality, Summers, may be thinking about a dark store referendum on the fall ballot. The Kenosha City Council's already acted to put one on their ballot. Summers President Stoner favoring the same thing in the village.
They're there for how many days? A couple days? 4 days? 5 days? I pay for a health inspection based on the space I have in my restaurant.
I think this food truck is boo-hooey. You want to have a special event? God bless you. But to bring them in town to compete with the people who are here trying to earn a living, I don't think is proper.
We don't pay for our inspections, but my restaurant licensing fees is $690 a year. So $50 for a truck to come in compared to $690 is quite a different fee.
That's some of the feedback to the Burlington Council and Committee of the Whole last night on a proposed ordinance to regulate mobile food vendors or food trucks with an annual $50 vendor permit and required inspections. Administrative Services Director Megan Watkins noted the city currently allows food carts, but not trucks.
The vendors have to get an annual permit through the city clerk. It's a calendar year permit, so January 1 through December 31st. Right now, the permit, we have it set for $50 a year. That's only because our fee schedule doesn't have this in it, so we had to pick something that it went with. So that is the direct seller fee. If this ordinance is approved, that fee will be reevaluated next year when the annual fee schedule is analyzed.
That proposed ordinance in Burlington to be on the Common Council's June 5th business meeting agenda. To get the needed license to sell beach-themed drinks containing hard liquor at the Beachside Oasis and Racine's North Beach, Scott Jensen, who's returning to operate the facility, had to petition the Common Council for a resolution, which would then go on to the state and get the licensing authority that he needs in this particular case. Meanwhile, Alderman Kerry Glenn was still concerned about the hours of availability for the hard liquor drinks that would be served there. Assistant City Attorney New Arn acknowledged that the beach, while it's a city park and it closes at a certain time, well, the liquor license that comes from the state, he'd be allowed to sell alcohol even after the beach is closed.
Chapter 125 of the state law would not prevent him from doing that. Obviously, if there are other regulations in place with respect to the Parks Department and he has to be closed by certain hours, he would be in violation of those regulations, but not the alcohol licensing regulations.
To trying to alleviate everybody's concerns, Tom Molbeck, who heads up Park and Rec, said that the new contract would be just like the old one, operational limits on that, and that he would be shut down when it's dark at night. The request for the council-approved resolution that would go to the state to get the license, that was approved unanimously. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.